Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Hey, it's Todd. How are you? Well, you're probably asking, why is the show dropping on Saturday? It's Rory Scovel's fault. I can't believe it. If I was just getting ready to apologize to him or accept his apology after what he did to me. Don't even get me. I'm sorry. I get upset when I think about what he did to me, mostly what he did to Aristotle. So, true story. Aristotle had the show all ready to go, as he always does. Rory broke into his house and stole the show. Aristotle went over to Rory's house on his motorcycle, and Aristotle doesn't believe in physical violence, but he roughed him up a lot. That type of thing they used to do in the olden days, he opened up his one hand and he like punched his fist into it, and he's like, get on out of here. Well, listen to this. Rory Scovel tries to play a big, you know, oh, I'm such a tough guy. He came running out, Aristotle told me, within like 5 seconds, and gave him the little, you know, the disc with the show on it. Aristotle said it was hilarious. He said he was practically crying. Sorry, Aristotle. So thanks, you know, to Aristotle, he got the show out. So there you go. It's our Halloween episode, part one. Next week, I'll be in Philadelphia for a wedding, my niece's wedding. So that'll be part two. And you can see who it is by, I'm sure you looked at the title of the show. And it was so much fun. You probably think, oh, Todd, you just say that every week. No, I don't. Well, you know what, though? It is always fun. But there's some shows are fun for different reasons than other shows. But with Cam, I'm always, you know, very comfortable. So you're probably thinking, who am I not comfortable with? I don't know. I can't give you names. I'm not allowed. Aristotle said it wouldn't be in good taste. Why am I laughing? Because I'm fun. I'm funny. What's the difference between being fun and funny? Like, you know, no one would go to my show and go, oh, that comedian was so fun. They would say he's funny. Yeah, I'm Jerry Seinfeld. What's the difference between fun and funny? It's only two letters. All righty, relax. I hope you enjoy the show, and I'm trying not to say anymore. So there we go. Enjoy part one. And how's it sound? Last week was closed. This week, I'm really curious what you think. Email me, Todd Glass Comedy, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how's the sound? I think we're getting there. It only took 4 years. That's not a long time. Look how long it took him to build the Empire State Building. All right, I gotta go. I'm sorry for that shitty analogy, but it's all I had. Now join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress. Thank you.
Wow.
Now we're recording.
Now we're recording.
Now we're recording.
Now we're recording.
And it starts,
we'll come right
now.
In here.
It starts
Aristotle.
Right here. This is where Aristotle right. Starts here.
Seriously.
But actually, right here.
Aristotle, you'll start right here.
Don't do the beginning stuff, Aristotle.
Stop.
Are you going to make people listen to like 5 minutes of us just going, it's Cam, starting?
It's starting. Damn, I swear to God. Just
oh, is it actually stop? Oh, you want me to
we'll
stop?
We'll start right here.
Okay, yeah, we'll start right here.
Okay, he's going to think you're...
Right
there. So funny. Let's do something. I mean, this is like a boom, bang, boom, double episode show. But I'm going to do a cold opening. And then we're going to start big with our, you know, but not yet. So I'm going to tell you this in the cold opening, and then I'm going to go, now
it's start right here, Aristotle.
Aristotle, seriously, swear to God, edit Cam out completely. I don't want him on the show.
Just have you talking to yourself?
And just like the TikToks.
Do you want him to cut out, like, just the volume of me or the time I'm responding?
Is it going to
be like
you
saying
you
something
lesson?
And then a minute of silence and then you responding?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. The other way would just to make it look like I had a run-on sentence. Wouldn't that be funny? A guy has a podcast. Like I remember once my grandfather didn't like...
Your grandfather had a podcast?
He had a podcast. Yeah. And he had a picture, and he didn't like my aunt, his daughter. Mm. He didn't like the guy she dated, but he liked the picture, so he cut the guy out of it, and it was in a frame in his office. And to me, it always
He had a picture of the guy in his office without his daughter?
He cut the guy out.
Oh, I thought you meant daughter. He brought the half of the guy into his office.
No.
Just
no,
to remind him to work harder.
He's dead now.
Oh.
So wow. Now that's what you get.
Wow.
See that's what you did?
Yeah, I feel like I brought down the mood.
No, shut up. You can do no wrong. What I bring, no, you never kidding. Have. I worry about doing a good show. You're fine. If I have someone on a double episode and I bring them right back, there's one thing that person should know. I think they're funny. They're easy to be around. So you got nothing to worry about. I got the pressure on me. I got the Podcasters Association breathing down my back because of the sound issues.
The sound issues?
They said, Todd.
Or is it the thing you said last episode?
Oh, come
They're
on.
Like, Todd, we can't I keep endorsing this podcast.
I'm dating a golden retriever.
Yeah. And
the audience knows it. So I'm going to do this cold opening, and then we're going to go at showtime, and then you're going to figure out who our special guest. So it's truth. It's Cam and I tonight. We almost had two listeners sitting in, but they're going to come in like 2 or 3 weeks and get a hotel. I'm glad. I'd rather them... They're going to come sit in on the show. I'd rather not think they have to drive 2.5 hours back. Get a room. Make it a night. Well, you know their night here is going to be unfucking believable. I know they're listening. Now they know what they have to look forward to. I spoke to them today on the phone. They were going to be sitting in, but we changed it so they could do a little more planning. I said, no, I'd rather you. So anyway, here's the cold opening. I mean, this whole thing is the cold opening, but you get it. And I'm being serious now. I'm going to have a show. Do you know what I'm going to ask you about? I caught you. You
no.
did something to me.
I did. What
Truth.
Did you do to you? Okay. Well, no.
Or maybe it wasn't you. Did you put, because Cole from the Guitar Center, who has been here a lot, was, you know, opened the computer, and he started laughing. I go, what are you laughing at? He goes, there's no porn here, just business files. Did you put that?
Yeah, that was
I knew
me,
it.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was Chad. I laughed so hard. He goes, and this folder says the same thing. Again, just... This is just business stuff. There's no porn. And I go, I text Chad. For some reason, I thought it was Chad. I go, yeah. Chad, I'm figuring it was you. He goes, no, it wasn't me. And I went, it's fucking Cam. How many folders did you put it on?
Probably just 10, 12.
Just 10.
I don't remember. It's just like goes, a folder and a folder and a
folder. The consistency of it. Yeah, there's nothing to see here.
Stop
it's just,
clicking.
Stop clicking. That's right. You go, stop clicking. It's business stuff. It's all...
That way it like diverts and they don't it,
right. They, well, yeah. Because you know what? The truth of the matter is that probably would be a good idea to hide porn because people would think,
oh, it's a joke.
It's a, there's no way.
Yeah, but they're going to be curious and they're going to keep clicking because like, how many does he do? I don't remember. Did I put something in at the end? Is there like
in my drink?
No.
No, you didn't put anything. Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
you,
shit. I forgot to put something in Todd's drink.
No, there there were files. The show files is what it was. Let's start. Yeah, it's a real show. Wow. It's exciting. I mean, it is every week. In this room here tonight, let me tell you something. You thought you couldn't get this room any sexier? That wood-burning stove says I figured out how to. Now figure out who's here. Figure out who's here. In room. Yes, there's live sax in here. Truth. Shut the fuck up! Yes. Ba 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 ba.
Todd, do you like what I learned what to do with my mouth?
Oh, my God.
I can talk. It's like the, you know, those throat singers.
Wait a second. Hold on.
What are they called?
Seriously?
Throat singers.
Throat
job givers.
Don't play for him. Seriously. Look at me. I'm serious. Go like this with your mouth. Go like.
Well,
Alex.
I learned it. I actually learned it. I was in Thailand, and you know how elephant, they have trunks?
Well, can I give you something to play? Because I don't know. Is this a. Hold on. I'm going to tell you to play.
Do I take requests? Of course.
No, but not play. I'll hum a song. I'll be
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think you. I think I do not want you to play for him. Okay.
Got it. Yeah. No, I won't play.
Go ba 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 ba. Wow. Boy, that bit was exhausting to set up, and it was a hunk of shit. And I apologize to my audience, and I apologize to Vinny.
It's not right.
For the listeners at home, I pretended to play my nose like a saxophone.
It's not right. My show is more than a show.
Todd, sit down.
My show, for some people, it's all they have. Todd, I have to give high quality. All right. Don't make a meal out of it. Why can't I just do a show? Why am I running around? Be here with you. I'm not with you. When I'm like that, this is the first time, truth, that I've ever said this.
Oh.
Be with your guests. Be erratic a little, but I'm not running around. What am I doing? Sit down and fucking...
You're entertaining me. You're being a good host. You're making me smile.
I knew you felt that way, and you I tricked. Wow. We're going to utilize you tonight.
Todd, what's your biggest regret?
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get into the real stuff.
Hello. My biggest regret. Wow, that's a good question if I was going to answer it honestly. What are you pointing at?
Oh, just the iPad.
Oh, yeah. Where's your bell?
Ding-a-ling. I don't know where it is.
No, it's right there, right next to the gourmet, may I say...
it's very fancy.
Coup de tray. What? Wait.
The crude tray.
I don't want to edit out.
Your biggest regret? You don't have
my
to...
No. I'm going to answer this question.
I think your listeners would want to hear something juicy.
What would be the music you would want him to play? And don't try to be like, tell him to play while I talk about my biggest regret. And then will you tell me your biggest regret?
Yeah, but I think he should only play if he feels like you're being honest. If it's a bit, he doesn't start playing.
Oh, no, truth, I'm going to be honest.
All right.
Truth, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
So would you like, what
I think it would be funny if you say it and then he does like, wah, wah, wah.
No. No, my biggest regret, and before I even get to it. No, I don't know if
like,
I...
You're like, oh, I wish I hugged my grandpa before he died.
Yeah, but now... Hey, that doesn't... Imagine. That's a good bit called The Sarcastic Saxophone Player. And then he lives with you in your house, and then tonight you will be... You're a roommate. You live with us or whatever. You know, for whatever to make the bit work. You hang out with us, and whenever we tell a story or you perceive it to be sad or, you know... like. I get it. You're saying what I'm talking about is sad. Listen, I made a tequila. How's your drink?
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
The glass has these little bubbles on it.
Yeah, it's a good glass. It's a good someone glass. Said get. I don't mean it was expensive. I mean it's a good drinking glass. Because someone said get heavy glasses if you're going to serve a drink in it. I thought that made sense for like a giving someone a heavy glass. But I got them at the dollar store. I ain't no bullshit. It's tequila. Oh, I forgot to put truth. I cut up real lime and real lemons this afternoon.
No.
I like squeezing a shit ton of them in there. You know what I mean? Like almost like a half of a lime, a half of a lemon. Get it to fuck in the drink. Some ice, some lemon juice, the sweet stuff, tequila, and some 7-Up.
Woo! Have you ever had that thing? What is it? It's
around.
It's something that you eat and it makes flavors taste different. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I don't know what it is.
Because I'm not in the
like
mood for one of
it's
your...
It's not a bit. It's not a bit. Truth.
One of
truth.
Your pranks.
Like lemons taste sweet or something with it. It's like some sort of
really?
Berry or something.
Yeah, it's like some type of berry or fruit or something that you eat, and it lasts for like a few hours.
Wow. How come I don't hear about this stuff?
You're not following all the berry blogs online? The biggest berry bloggers are talking about it.
Everybody's talking about it. You know, tonight is our Halloween episode.
Ooh.
It really is.
Do I have? Hold on.
I mean, people. Joe McKenzie. Hold on. 1 second. Oh, that's a tease. Joe McKenzie. I do not mean to make a big deal about it. I really don't. But today we realized that Cam does not have his own song. And we're not putting the pressure on you. Cam, you said, what were you saying about it would mean the world to
you? I said it would mean the world, but you sent me like a voice memo earlier on my phone. You said, we don't have a song ready for you, but I'll sing it right now on this voice memo. And then you sang. It was really cool. You had like, it was a verse and a chorus in the second verse you did.
Are
right?
You going to play it?
Yeah, I'll play it for you right now.
Me.
It's you.
No, that's going to embarrass
me. No, of course. Hold on. Let me open my texts from you. Here it is.
Cam, it's Todd. I wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Wait, in this bit, what don't I do? What don't I do in this bit? I'm doing
a good job, though. You're singing. No, you're doing great.
But
you're,
you said...
You're like, oh, I made a song for you for tonight.
Oh, but Joe couldn't do
it. Joe couldn't do it.
But
so
I sort of did my own for you.
Yeah, and when you sent it to me, I could tell you were in like a busy men's restroom because I heard guys in the background like getting in an argument. I don't know what was going on.
That would be your job to create that. You got the soundboard over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll leave the message. Get some background. Take time. No one is in a hurry but us. You know where we're at? New York City. There's a guy playing the sax in the street. But the thing with this guy is every so often, and no one will say anything, as they shouldn't, but he misses beats. He goes, you know what I mean? He goes, but he plays nice for about 30 seconds, and then he just hits a note. And
He gets nervous. He's like busking, so he has his, for some reason, he has a guitar case instead of a saxophone case.
Yeah.
But it's a guitar case that's open asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
And when people come up, because they're like, he's so good, I want to donate, he gets nervous and he messes up. Maybe I won't.
Hold on, bring it down. I never say that. But this is a little back. Like, sit back a little, please. So we set the scene. Guess what we still have to do? My biggest regret. I don't want to forget to talk about
it. Oh, let's do it right now. Biggest regret.
Well, what are we being interrupted?
We'll get right back to the voice memo you left me from the public bathroom in New York.
You're going
to
remember?
Player was playing. Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's why it's good to have you here. Oh. Thank you. And by the way, tonight, I just want to let you know, two times, we're not going to hurry through it. You're going to pick a song, if it's okay with you, then play along with it. And we're going to let it breathe. It gives me a chance to light a joint. So we'll think of a song. Just remind me that there's two things. One is the whatever the next thing was. And the next thing was that.
And the second thing was the other, whatever the other thing was.
No, you get what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Well, I think you remember.
Hey, Todd Glass listeners, we've decided to edit out this part in post and fast forward to where we get to the next part.
Okay. And this is a two-parter.
Wow.
This is a two-parter.
We're sort of in the middle of three bits right now.
I know, but we're going to wrap them up.
Because we can handle it.
We can handle it.
Amateurs go with the one bit at a time. We're so good. We set up.
We can only do one bit. We can do three.
Oh, I can just do one bit. Whoa, look at me. Jerry
Seinfeld.
You know what I heard people call what you're doing with multiple bits like this when you're just setting it up?
What are they called?
When you set up a lot of them without finishing any of them?
Yeah.
Comedy edging is what it's called. Yeah. But you just do a bunch of setups. You never get to it. It feels better. When you watch comedy nonstop, the punchlines, they don't do it for you anymore. You have to build and build.
Here's the thing, though. Comedy edging, if you were going to make the comparison, would still mean it would have to come to a climax and go somewhere. So if we could bring this home, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with... We're in the middle of three bits. But what I want to be able to do is go back and finish them up. So as a listener, they'll forgive you. To me, it would be annoying if you want, especially if you liked where that bit was going. And then we go, so we're in the middle of three bits. I give you this.
Here's a fourth one real quick.
No, you motherfucker.
Real quick, because you reminded me of it. I don't mean to get crude. Stop me if it's too crude. I don't want to be crude. But it's a true fact that when people die, they can pass gas still because their body still works a little bit for like up to like several hours after.
Yes.
And they can also get erections when they're dead. And I'm curious if there's ever been any documentation or recording of a dead person ejaculating. Do you think? Do you think it's possible?
I know a story.
You know,
I'm not kidding.
No.
We went to my grandfather's funeral, and horrible timing. That was rude. And we went to my grandfather's funeral.
It seems like he doesn't pick up on your hints.
Rude again. Anyway, I'm in such a good mood, I don't care. So I went to... I know you're going to... I went to my grand... And I looked down at his pants. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
And let me get the reverb out of my voice. And I said to my brother, Corey, I think he just jizzed in his pants.
Wow. And that was my biggest regret.
That was my biggest regret. That I didn't take a picture. That I didn't have
proof that it happened. Because I tell this story every
Let's
dinner
get
party.
These bits down. Yeah, I gave you your whatever that was.
So there's you're gonna say your regret. Mm-hmm. There's the voice recording of you singing me a theme song in a men's public bathroom in New York where there's a saxophone player.
Out in the street,
busking for money out in the street.
Right.
And
no,
he's nervous
not, yeah,
so people get close, he messes up.
Yeah, and so the thing is that you'll hear me on the phone, hey, it's you, and then you hear that guy in the background missing his note every so often. Other than that, he's playing nice. How about we make it Christmas time and he's doing a Christmas song? Not yet.
Let's make it the day after Christmas, but he doesn't have like a phone. Like he's in hard times. He's sold everything. He's an addict. He's a drug addict.
Oh, why
but
do we have to
he
make
hasn't
it sad?
Sold the saxophone yet.
Why do
That's
we have
the
to
last
make
thing
sad?
He's about to sell. Because he gets the people, gets their hearts, you know, when you care about it.
Oh.
You want to root for him.
So then you want, what's the
So
end
it's
goal?
December 26th. He's playing Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know it's past Christmas.
He does. Oh, okay.
He doesn't know. But
yeah,
he's
but
trying
he hits,
to bring up other people's
spirit. And people don't bother him.
They don't bother
But him. It's, they go... sometimes there's the right thing to do, but that would be maddening if somebody, because you consume the whole street, so it's either beautiful, and most of the times it is when someone's playing a saxophone, they know what they're trying to do, and they're out in public, but what if it was this guy, and he's, that's just the side bit. The bit, the meat of that
meat
bit
of that is
me
you singing.
Right, but I didn't get Joe McKenzie. Joe McKenzie couldn't.
No, you couldn't. I couldn't afford him for my appearance.
And then you're going to set it up again. I want this
I will
time
set
you
set it up again.
Yeah, you went off. I did it myself.
And pause. True story that I'm reminded of.
Oh, no.
Last thing, I swear, about like someone on the side of the road busking. I was in Vegas this past weekend with some friends, and there was a guy playing guitar singing for money, and it sounded like it was a joke. It was the worst performance I've ever heard. I don't think he could play guitar. But then we walked past him. We walked by later. I swear to God, he got better. It sounded good. It sounded good when we passed later.
Maybe he had a recording. I don't
Maybe.
Know. But, you know, it's funny you say that about street performers in Vegas. You would think they'd be the best there, you know, because you're still in Vegas. Even the people that will go, because street performing is an art. And it's like regular anything. There's good street performing and there's stuff that, you know. But that's the same.
I was
with
a street
any...
performer once.
Were you?
Yeah. Do you want to see my? This
no.
is me doing.
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to know the third thing, and then if you remember your thing,
I'm not taking
a chance. This third thing, I am going to make my audience proud. What is the third thing? I know you know.
What if the
That's
it's
Alex.
A two-parter episode? Part one is
no.
just a bunch of setups. Part two, you finally get all the punchlines.
Only if you got out a pen and paper. You know what I mean? No, I don't want to. I want to wrap it up. You're driving.
Episode?
No, I want to wrap up each in this episode. I don't want part two to...
Regret, number one.
Yeah, no. We know what number one and number two is. I mean, I don't, but you do. You just said them.
I think you're...
No, what isn't
I think you don't want to tell your regret.
What's the third one?
The third one is I'm the saxophone player that keeps messing up.
That's a bit within a bit.
That was the only third one I knew.
That was the only third one.
Oh, okay. So that there's
we,
no third one.
The third one was me asking about, and then you said my grandfather's funeral, and the bum, bum, bum.
My grandfather's funeral.
The fourth bit was the jizzing in the pants when you're dead.
No, that we did. That's done.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the fourth one. But the first one was my regret.
Yep.
The second one is me singing with him in the background. That's mm-hmm. one. And what's the other one?
The other
in the background was three.
Okay. That's my point. Great. Thank you.
That's what I was saying the whole time.
It was. We were saying the same thing. We were just confused. I was confused. I'll say I was confused.
Is
so anyway.
I
Yes, it is. Because Aristotle left me a message. I love Aristotle. He goes, chew bubble gum into the microphone and have a bubble gum contest.
He told you to do that?
He goes, I'm trying to promo the show and have Alex play happy music in the background while we chew gum. He goes, it'll put people in a good mood. We got to get your ratings up. What could you play while we chew gum later? We're not going to do it now. We're going to finish these bits. But what's, if the happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, so my biggest regret. What song is he going to play? Remember, I
pitched him. He'll play
truth. Let's pick the good music. If you want me to be honest, you better be honest. What music? Maybe you just tell him to improvise whatever you want.
Do you know Psy's Gangnam Style? On saxophone?
Shut up.
No. Do you know LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem on saxophone?
No, that's not going to be good.
Whoa, hey.
Well, you don't think he can do it?
No. Oh, no. I just...
He'll make it beautiful.
I'm talking about the
He'll
song.
He'll make it beautiful.
Like it doesn't...
da 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 da.
Spare me of the drama.
I think that's pretty good.
That sounds really good. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to get the answer. Just how about if I preface it? There are times when I hear that the reverb's too much. I feel it's getting in the way of the quality of the... But there's a point where I think it fills the room, and that's what I like to play. To me, then it consumes the whole room. I love sax with reverb. Does it offend you?
No, I love reverb.
Okay. Sometimes I bring it down because I go, okay, that's too much. Like, there is a point when you know, but cool. Chris Farron said he doesn't mind it either.
Hello.
I asked him, I go,
I love giving reverb.
Right, here we go. Let's go. My biggest regret. You know what? I thought to myself, well, you asked me this question back 20 minutes ago, and I have never put any thought into it. So why was I so convinced I could do it? And I thought, well, just be honest. So when it's time to say something, you're just going to have to... By the way, we probably have a lot of regrets. Mm. Hopefully, if you're an evolved person, doesn't mean you were a horrible person, but regrets can mean you grew. I wish I wouldn't have believed that... like a dog trainer that we went to that would like convince that you hit your dog, you teach your dog by like hitting them.
This is true?
Yes. Truth.
Oh no.
Like back then, everyone did. The thing was, you know, when it had a dog that was stubborn and they would say, you know, like, I remember the trainer. I remember being, you know, and they go, look, it's better in here that they get choked. And like, because, you know, they do the thing where they would make the dog sit. And then you put a long leash on them. And when you tell the dog to stay, if it goes, you have the leash and you...
Oh, you yank it.
And sometimes her husband would step in. And he would, like, swing the dog around the thing and put him back and go stay. No. And they never did it again. And she goes, I know that looks rough for everybody. She sold it, although I don't buy it anymore. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's all she knew. She goes, look, this is a slippery floor, and he was off his... And I know that looks rough for everybody, but better in here than getting hit by a car. Because that's what happens. Mm. So, you know, you're like, that makes sense. That makes sense, right? Like, yeah, that makes sense. But now there's ways. There's so many other ways. So I knew it. Like, so we had this dog, Billy. Look, I was great to Billy. But when she was younger, she would run away. And sometimes I would just hit her on her ass when I got her so hard. Just like, boom. Like, I'd be so mad. I go, what the fuck is... Because, you know, you're chasing them. You're afraid they're going to... run away. How'd they get out of the yard? You're a kid. You got to chase Billy. She would jump the creek. Well, anyway, she only did that for about a year. She was a standard poodle. She was a really cool dog. Her name was Billy. Then after the year, she was just good as gold.
Oh.
I mean, she never did anything wrong. Anything. She was just the best fucking dog. And Billy, she was great. Everyone in my family loves Billy. But then I have to think that I hit her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but I know they, you know, they don't hold on to it. So that would be a regret. Mm. I wish I knew about squirting water in their face.
Does that work on dogs? I know it works in cats.
Yeah, it works. It doesn't work on any, it works for certain animals, not for others, of all species.
If you could domesticate any animal,
is there
one that's not like a pet yet that you're like, I wish there was in pet form already and smaller?
Well, no, in the real world, no, because they belong in the wild, but... In like fantasy
but we
world,
we can do it. We have the ability. We did it with dogs.
I know. But that's what they
put a little like. Maybe it's immoral, but if we put Everett in, we could have little teddy bears walking around with us.
Right. Right. If we did it with dogs, why can't we
do it with bears?
Why can't we do it with little bears? Imagine having a bear,
a little bear just walking.
Oh, he's
going
adorable.
On walks.
I just can't want to mush his face. Look at that bear.
It would just probably take.
Where did you
at least
get your bear? Do you mind if I ask?
Where'd you get your bear?
Yes.
F.E.S. Schwartz.
He's a rescue. No, he's half human, half bear.
Oh.
And by the
way...
He
has my eyes.
The woman, the male...
Yeah, who is the bear?
The bear... No, I'll get it out eventually. I want to make it so it can... I don't want to just sell bullshit, but I think I can fix this here. Okay, so if it was half human, half... Oh, no, the woman would have to be the bear because she has to give birth.
Yeah.
Or the woman is the human, and then the bear is the male. No, I'd rather the
I don't know
woman
if there's
rape.
A better...
I'd rather the woman rape the bear.
Okay.
Maybe I don't know. No, I don't like that word. That's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, woman isn't a great word. I don't like thinking about them. I don't like saying it.
No, there's some women there. My listeners know. I'm trying to like go like, I you know what I was correlating it to?
What?
Is Seriously, whatever I just said, it's like I'm high and I don't remember, but I know I don't like to talk about anything with an ignorant, an ignorant slant on it. And you can get pretty silly and not do that. So I feel like something, I heard the word rape, and I'm like, don't use that word sloppily. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that, hold on.
We're talking about domesticating animals.
Half human, half bear.
Half human, half
bear. Oh, I used to have a bit.
To a hybrid after.
I used to have a bit in my act and say, oh, I have a dog. It's half Pekingese, half Great Dane. and the Pekingese was the male. I feel like I'm still doing the joke wrong, but the essence was no, because how would it be the other
it's
way?
Small, it's smaller, so it's like
the smaller one didn't get taken. The smaller one was the aggressor.
Yeah.
For that joke, it worked. But listen, I'm not. I'm here to just do a Halloween show, and it is a Halloween show, and we couldn't have three more fun people in the room. Joe McKenzie, everybody. Oh, and then we're going to do the bit, the other bit. It's Alex Young on that saxophone, everybody. Wow.
It's number one, you know.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass show. From the earbuds plugged into my iPhone. To my ears, to my brain when I'm all alone.
The bells, whistles, and jingles were slick to satisfy the pressure from Chris Hardwick. He played the Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
It was a free download.
He played the show.
It's number one, you know.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass Show. The listeners thought it was great. The party went on quite late. The guests included Aristotle, Tom Martin, and Jake. The atmosphere was all done right. The room dimly lit by candlelight. And then came a sight previously unseen. Aerosol smoke and a bubble machine.
Wow.
They played the Todd Glass Show. It was a free download. It's number one, you know. He played the Todd Glass Show. Out from his mic, Todd's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Todd's concern grew. We saw he was stricken. He said, whatever happened to my rotisserie chicken?
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
It was a free download.
He played the show.
It's number one, you know.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass Show. Now everything's cool, Todd told 10 friends. And the Todd Glass Show is the hit of the land. For you, the listeners, we lighted the mood. Fine Arts gave me $50 to mention the Bitter Buddha. He played the Todd Glass Show. It was a free download. It's number one, you know. He played the Todd Glass Show.
Show off.
Thank you. That's a treat. I never take for granted having a horn fill every nook and cranny of a room. It's overwhelming. It envelops you. Mm. Put a little reverb in there. I got a little bit of a, you know, get a little boner going.
Wow. I was wondering why your half at the table was sort of like, all the drinks were sliding towards me.
Now you know. Yeah. What do you think Vinny thinks when he hears shit like that?
To be honest, I don't think he thinks anything. I don't think he's got anything going on in that dumb head of his.
Oh, yeah.
You look at you, it's a blank stare. You look at Vinny, there's.
Yeah, hi, Vinny.
There.
Hello.
Nothing there.
Hello.
And then you look at some people in the eye, you're like, do they have a soul? I don't even know. It's like I'm talking to a.
No, because
like
that's why you can listen to the show on the bus, on the train, wherever he used to listen to the show. He had to, I'll never forgive him for that ever. You know the story.
For listening to it on the train?
No, he goes, yeah, sometimes it's hard not to laugh. I go, oh, but insinuating he could. Like, you son of a bitch! I'll show you one day! It's fun to know he'll listen to it. I take great value to know that it's going to be in his ears.
Do you test him on it?
I don't, because you know what? Because I always tell Vinny, you don't have to listen to the show. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. He goes, no, it's good. I walk home, and I believe it. Look, we have the same sense of humor. Mm. So putting modesty aside, I get how it would you know, it's not like a chore to listen. But I never go, did you hear that? I always let him lead. I never go, you know that one episode? But I know he listens. And so does my manager.
Wow.
And, you know, my manager, I think we're going to play the living shit out of this tonight. I mean,
we all love Todd's manager, Adam. We all love Todd's manager. Adam is the best.
Learn it and sing
helping
along.
Todd to go, put on New York shows. We
all love Todd's manager. Adam is the best.
We all love Todd's manager, Duda, Duda. He's helping us get the We really wrote this song for you, Adam. When you and the show in New York, we all love Todd's manager. We put together a budget. Now we're thinking October. So thank you for helping
manager.
Us get the show to New York. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Adam is Todd's manager.
Ten-year-old Tom got season two.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
Ten-year-old Tom got season two. Oh, do-da day.
By the way, we're so on schedule. I'm going to leave your voice message now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me pull out my phone again and play it. Oh, it's an older
this
text.
This is embarrassing. How much on a scale from 1 to 10 should I overplay that? Because, you know, we know it's a bit that I'm embarrassed that you're going to play it. Like, oh, and you set me up with anything you want. We already know you were playing. There was a saxophone. That's a given. We don't need to mention that. You just, when that happens, that's got to be so subtle in the background. The audience will remember. And then you'll hear that fucker, and
you're embarrassed about it, but you know you're like proud. You're like, I like the way I sang in it. You're proud of the song, but you're embarrassed that I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, and the part that he's playing in the background, that has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with
they'll just hear that because that happened to be the street I was on. But you will have a tremendous amount of empathy for what it's like if somebody is doing that on a street somewhere. Like hitting, let's say every 45 seconds they blow a note. That's too much. When you're
one
owning
note every
street.
45 seconds?
Yeah, is that...
Oh, blow, like, mess up a note. I thought you meant blow as in, like, they're waiting 45 seconds to blow.
Oh, no. Like, you have just a hard miss. I get it. So, anyway, here we go. I'm going to... Hold on. I hope this works. I know what you're doing, Alex.
I hope you don't mind me playing this voice message, Todd.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Oh, I'm sorry. On a scale from 1 to 10...
You're very embarrassed.
Very embarrassed.
Very 10.
Oh, okay. Okay, and you give me any direction you want by obviously you're going, oh, don't you? I remember you.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
You booked?
No, Todd, it was great.
I
wouldn't have... Come on, even though you're behind the board over there.
Do you not want me to play it? Because you sounded a little tipsy in the message, but I don't know if you said anything you regret. Do you want me to listen to it first and make sure it's
I was a little... I was very tipsy. I didn't know that I was going to be...
I don't think you said
anything
bad.
I don't want you to play it. I don't want you to play it.
The worst thing...
That's the type of drunk I don't like to be.
No, the worst thing is you were just giggling at your own jokes a little. And, you know, that was the worst thing. I could tell you were tipsy. And you go, oh, you want to dance in the middle of it? Which is weird. Because I wasn't in the room. But I'll play it. It's okay. It's okay. So... You sent me this voice memo of like, you're like, hey, Cam, this is the song that I'm going to do for you since Joe McKenzie can't record it. Okay, I'm going to play it. Here it is.
Hey, Cam. How you doing? It's Todd. There's a guy playing the saxophone here. Every so often he just really... I'm not gonna say anything.
Honey, we should give him money. He looks like he's struggling.
Yeah, okay.
I tipped the waiter a whole lot. I'm not made of money. How much do you think I spent on your Christmas gift? How much do you think I spent on your Christmas gift?
Let me move over here so we can get away from this.
On my Christmas, you have it?
I don't know what he's arguing about. Listen. Oh. Anyway, I wrote you a song. I know Joe McKenzie couldn't do it, but I wrote you one. It was so funny because when I was singing it, I was trying to come up with. Shut up. I don't know. I think I'm like on mushrooms, but the liquor type.
Todd Glass, is that you? Todd Glass?
Who is that?
Todd Glass? Oh my God. Todd Glass has been what?
This is the police. Dirty. I'm interrupting this bit. I am here at Orange 5 by the Podcast Shows in America to interrupt the bit. Truth. Stop the bit and find out who you are.
It's a police officer. I'm with the.
Where are you a police officer?
I'm with the LAPD, but I'm on vacation in New York.
But where am I in New York?
Huh?
I'm out on the street.
You're on the corner of 32nd and Broadway.
I'm singing.
And you're singing. I'm stopping you.
And that guy has nothing to do with anything.
The back, no.
By the way, beautiful job. It's so. So, and
you're about to find out.
Cop. I'm on my cell phone.
You're on your cell phone,
no,
Mr. Glass. I came over here because I thought you were maybe peeing on this restaurant, but I recognize you from your comedy special.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a big fan. Oh, or I was.
Oh, well, you know what?
My wife does not like you. She said it's me or Glass.
Well.
And I picked you.
Thank you. First of all, you shouldn't take ultimatums. So you did.
That's why I left her. If someone's giving ultimatums, it's not a good relationship, you know? Yeah.
Nobody can give ultimatums. You have to.
Can you take a picture of me?
No, but
me
I'll,
and this urn?
No, but if you have time, I'll charcoal draw one of you.
No. That's okay. No.
No,
I don't have the time.
I don't take no for an answer.
No, I'm seeing a show. I'm seeing a show at the Met.
I'm going to charcoal draw you.
No, oh.
Whoa, that guy.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Glass.
Listen to this guy play.
That guy. Doesn't he know it's the 26th? Oh, he's coming over. I think he wants money.
Isn't he?
I think he wants money.
I'll give him, you know, here's $500. I want this bit where I'm very generous.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Glass.
Sorry, that was the wrong voice memo. I played the one you didn't sing. I'm sorry. I forgot you sent two.
I think it was. I think the bit in the back. I'm. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I know how to get us to. Oh, no. Would you rather do this square that says Strutton or take a magical carpet ride? Or find out what we're going to do with Strutton.
Or the
Fever.
Monster Mash.
What?
There's also Monster Mash you wanted as well. The instrumental.
Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Thank you.
The instrumental.
I think
one?
We're doing a great job together. Yes, the instrumental. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Oh, you wrote me one too?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. You did one too?
I did. I recorded. I know a vampire. My uncle's a vampire, so he recorded it for me.
You made it about like the show and
about
everything?
About the show, yeah.
For a Halloween episode?
Yeah, it's a spooky Doug.
Oh, Cody, that means the world to me.
Oh,
shit. This
Blair.
Is
it the mash? It was late one night. I walked into the studio. I saw Todd Glass and I went... Yo, I am a fan of your show.
Wow, this is good.
I am a fan, you know. He said, why are you looking at me with those big old fangs? I said, well, Mr. Glash, well, God dang, I have to suck your blood. I need it to live. He said, okay. And then I sucked his blood. I sucked his blood. And now he's like me. I sucked his blood. I sucked
and drank his pee.
Not because I needed it, just because that is a fetish of mine.
I sucked his blood.
Sucked his blood.
I sucked his blood.
I sucked all of his blood.
I sucked all of his blood.
All of it.
I sucked his blood.
I made it rain.
I sucked his blood.
Blood. Blood.
Blood.
Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood. Blood.
Blood. Blood. This is really good. Who did backup vocals for you?
Backup vocals for me?
Yeah, I hear somebody else on there.
Yeah. My uncle has a roommate.
Yeah, tell him to learn how to sing. Now, you're really good, but whoever was doing those backup vocals?
Yeah.
I sucked his blood. Blood. I sucked his blood. Okay, listen. We're done. We're done. The show's over. Get rid of the reverb. I'm closing down. I don't deserve to do a podcast anymore.
Finally, says what we're all
doing. I knew it!
Finally!
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I have so many things that I'm excited to get to. And, but I need a second. I found this. Who is this that we're going to play here? Because I'm going to light a joint.
It's a good question. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
The kid singing?
I know which one
but
you
we
want,
don't know
but
who
I don't
it is
know
yet.
Who the name is, no.
We should try to find out who it is. Yeah, but
I'll
I texted you
I'll look
something.
It up as I play it.
But I texted you something.
You did. I'll look at it while I play it.
Well,
and
why,
find
don't
it
we, why don't we find out first? I'm not in a hurry.
Find out first? All right. All right.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Todd.
See, I should have put it on a mic thing. I feel bad that you have to lift it up.
Yeah,
every time.
No, you don't set it up very well for me. I'm
no,
like a lot
I
of
I asked
reverb.
You.
Wow.
I literally asked you if you wanted it on a mic stand instead.
I love it.
All right.
I'm sorry I
then
said
you
I was mad.
That's all right.
I'm really stoned right now.
Enjoy your being stoned. This is the perfect atmosphere to be stoned. You don't want anyone to be judgmental when you're stoned. Whatever you're doing is perfect.
What did you think of my Christmas songs? They were pretty good, right?
Oh, it was great. The blowing the note is...
What blowing the note?
Yeah. Well, I don't participate in acting like... Because it would be from funny to mean. What if you blew it by accident? Did you find out what you needed to find out?
Yeah, it looks like it's the Crosby family.
What?
That's the video. It's by Dave Crosby and his daughter, Claire Crosby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to let it breathe.
I'll say it after it plays. When I type in Crosby family, the first thing that pops up after is Crosby family controversy. Whoa. Should I click it and find out?
No, it's okay. Not. You're talking about the Crosby. No, they're talking about the other Crosby. This might not even be their name, but it is a dad and his daughter doing a song, and it's like really precious. So I thought, let it breathe. If you feel you're comfortable to come in. No one ever minds hearing their song. I picture if they came and listened to their. Oh, they played your song on the Todd Glass Show, and they heard sax in it. They'd be like, oh.
You want me to play it?
I bring it in soft. I talk, you start bringing it in.
Rolling. All right, rolling. What song are we going to sing?
We're going to sing You'll Be My Heart.
Here we go.
Come stop your crying. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry.
For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart.
Aww.
Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forever. Listen to them, 'cause what do they know? We needed each other to help to hold. They'll see in time. I know we'll show them together, 'cause you'll be in my heart.
Yes, you'll be in my heart.
Stay on now and forever.
And baby, I regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. How close could you get if someone said he's going to start singing, try to follow him? I had a few, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out.
Ah, shit.
The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. You know what else we're not going to forget? Talk about doing a good show. We did all the bits we had to do. We didn't really ever get the singing one, but we did it good enough. Him, and we, with the songs we pick, you're going to play lead on the sax. Cool. Lead. We're going to pick two good songs, and I'm going to sit back. That quality on that last song, I faded it out because it wasn't. That gets me every fucking time.
Is there someone outside?
I mean, that's just, do that again.
Do you want me to get that?
Truth, that gets me every time.
The knocking at the door?
Oh, why, is there really somebody here now?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
What, is it a character? Oh, I know who it is. Do you want me to get it?
Sure, yeah, you want to get it?
I think, is it the guy I think it is? Is it the...
Well, I don't know, did you order something? Are you expecting someone?
A friend of mine, he's pretty famous. He performed on Jimmy Kimmel once.
I can go see if it's him, but he said he was going to stop by. Because I had two people here tonight. Listen, I'm being honest here. Because I had two people coming to watch the show, I wanted to make the show extra...
Special.
Extra special. Yeah. So this is a guy performed on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Wow.
Yeah, he did. And so I'll go see if it's him.
Yeah.
It's him. He'll come in. You know, him, he gives 100%. He'll come around the room. He'll act,
with his own
he'll
entrance?
Play it up big. What?
Oh, with his own entrance?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know who... look at Aristotle. He's texting you. I think he knows his intro music. So hold on. Let me go see. If this is him, I'm going to love it. Okay. Now, I'll just tell you we're coming in so you can play his theme music.
He stopped knocking. I hope he didn't leave. Maybe he's being polite now.
Hold on. Give me down here.
Oh, shit. Todd just left all of this cash under his... under this cushion. Would you tell if I took it? Oh my God, I think he's here.
He's here.
Who?
He's here.
Really?
Here comes the scarf guy. Look at the size of his scarf. Here comes the scarf guy. Look at the size of his scarf.
It's longer than even
see
a person.
See the scarf guy waving at you. Wave at the scarf guy. See the scarf guy waving at you. Wave to that scarf guy. The scarf guy.
Oh, he's leaving. My scarf guy.
Look at the size of his scarf.
Wow.
Did I tell you he'd come in here?
He delivered. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I know his schedule's busy, so he could only be here for a little bit, but...
Cam.
He had a scarf on and everything, just like I pictured.
I realized, every time he said, look at you, wave, all I had was you, because you're playing the sax, so I'm, like, waving at you. But can I tell you something? Truth. I have to do that bit on the road. Somebody in the band would come from the back of the room or sneak out. It's so funny if you sort of step away from the piano.
Well, you can even there can be a knock at the door. And then you can be like, I'll get it.
Folks, it's Scarf Guy. Like, picture in Philadelphia, and they come out the back door. And it's like, he waves at everyone. You know what? Any excuse to have some friendly, I could write, we could even like look at him waving at you. Like people are going to wave. Everyone you wave, go, oh, look. I think that'd be fun to do on the road. Wow. That's Joe McKenzie, ladies and gentlemen, who had a head transplant. Let's stop. And now you were gonna. This show is so. You're gonna be like, Todd, you're not shitting around.
Prove it.
Remember you said.
Prove
okay.
it.
Okay.
I don't know. So remember, far, I'm like, Todd's kind of shitting around
no,
here.
Because I said my biggest regret, and you go. I said, well, you share your biggest regret.
You did. Did you?
Yes. Do you don't remember that?
No, it sounds familiar. It sounds
like something you'd say.
Yeah, because, I gotta. But you don't have to.
No, I feel comfortable with it.
You do. I mean, if you don't
I
have
to.
Just
live life to the fullest. Well, so I don't
I'm
have
just saying, don't be embarrassed if I have more layers than you.
No, you're just more, you're more developed.
I'm more developed. You know, it's not even an insult to you. I'm just.
No.
You know, I've been around.
Biggest.
You know how smart you could be if you didn't get in the way of yourself? Yes, go ahead.
In general? What do you mean?
Like, if you never fought evolving, people can get so smart if they don't fight it.
Oh,
like we
sure,
have the ability just, to just, yeah. we have the mechanisms somewhere in with us to, so your biggest regret. Now, what music do you want? I don't want you to make a joke about it.
I won't. Up to you.
Is this okay? Tell me if this is good. I'm not trying to make a joke.
Okay, sure.
I'm not trying to make a joke here. I'm really not.
Of course, yeah.
But play that.
Do you want it underneath?
So you're going to be saying your biggest regret.
Sure, yeah.
Let me hear it. Off the bat, I would say no. This is not good.
Well, so you're going to be. It sets the scene. It sets
your biggest regret.
It sets the scene. It sets the scene.
Should there be words? Oh, there's no words.
I don't think there's. Oh, you're getting a call.
That's bullshit.
Do you want to pick it up?
No, Dave Rath. That's your manager.
It's my manager's calling.
What?
Todd.
Should we put him
yeah.
on?
Yes. Okay. Dave, I have to be honest with you. I am recording a podcast. It is Cam and I, and right now you would be on the podcast if you chose to say anything.
I'm around the corner from your goddamn house, and I have an hour to kill.
You know what, Dave? Come on in. Scarf guy is going to be here in a little while, and you'll get to see him.
I don't wear scarves.
No, you don't. Are you going to come in and be a good energy?
Of course I am. What do you think?
Come on into the back. Do you know how to come into the back of the house, down the driveway?
I can figure it out.
All right. Very negative. You know, we don't judge here. This is a very loving atmosphere.
Yeah.
So if you're coming with your business, you know, I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, bye. Bye.
Come on! He goes, call my publicist.
Dot, you know.
He's the one calling me. So, Truth, that is, that's my friend. I've known him since like the first 2 years I was out in LA. He worked at the Santa Monica Improv, and we've been close ever since.
Nepotism.
Exactly.
It's horrible. You know, I think nepotism is horrible, and I think that's why all mom and pop shops should be shut down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I said that, and nobody laughed.
Yeah. And I said it, and nobody laughed.
Yeah.
Scarf I have proof.
Guy. Hey, would you mind? Because you said, Scarf Guy. We have to do Scarf
Guy.
Oh,
yeah, we'll do Scarf Guy again.
Again. And this time, wave at him a little.
But this time, listening audience at home, you know what's coming, so you can play
not a good
along.
Energy. Happy birthday to you.
It's Alex Young's birthday song, birthday song, birthday song. It's Alex Young's birthday song. Have
right
a
now.
Happy birthday. On the saxophone, it's Alex Young. On the saxophone, Alex Young plays in a band called Youth Basketball.
Not anymore, people.
Alex Young.
Wow. Band names have to. If you had a band, what would you want it to be called? Not like a.
Oh, okay.
I know you have a Todd Glass
band
that tours with you, but if you were like the lead singer of a band
yes.
and it didn't have your name in it.
I love it. That's a good one. And that's a great one to talk to. We wait till Dave gets here. Because I'll tell you, if we've been amazing so far keeping track. You have to say your biggest regret.
Yeah.
You did a bit, but you didn't really do it, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't
so
do
you
it.
Were. Okay. So we got that to do. So far, we've been great. And then we're going to do. When Dave gets here, we're going to do Scarf Guy. But here's what else I want to do in front of Dave. Let's do Fever, but like, let's knock its dick into the dirt. I won't overset it up. I'll just go, never know. And you just come in with sax, with hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking show him what the fuck's going on. Because I'm sick of his shit. Between me and you?
Yeah, yeah.
He told me he was going to resurrect my career. So,
and look at him now.
I, like...
yeah, Dave, meanwhile, Chad's resurrecting your career on TikTok. Follow Todd at Todd Glass... I think it's, what, the Todd Glass Show on TikTok? I don't know what it is.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Let me tell you something. Having Chad to do that with, it's real game changer for me.
Mm, yeah.
Creatively and just to be able to do silly bits all the time and never have to call, you know, you mind, yo, you bring your camera and I'll, well, I'll use my phone. My phone's great.
Just having it, just, yeah, regular.
Boom, done, the technical of it, never stopping for things that you don't need to stop for, never gets in the way of the comedy. Oh, like if there's a plane, you know what, sometimes, okay, let's just get the funny out while I'm still in the mood to be funny.
Mm.
I used to have a friend, he would play with the lights until I wanted to take a sledgehammer to him. I don't care if there's a shadow on my face. At least I'll be in a good mood. Anyway, Scarf Guy, it's going to be fun. So you're going to do, okay, bands. What would I name my band? And then you're going to, at one point, we know we're going to do Fever, Scarf Guy.
Yeah.
And then you're going to...
My
Fever,
biggest
Scarf Guy, your biggest regret.
I have many regrets. I don't know if any of them outweigh the other. There's some that I should be regretful of, certainly, but I feel like I'm. But it's things that it's like, well, I wouldn't be who I am today if I didn't, you know, learn from it, sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
How
about not giving 100% one time when you were doing the soundboard for me over there?
I was on the soundboard on the road.
Yeah, come on.
My biggest regret.
You know, I was hoping that was what it was going to be.
It's in the top three.
So, oh, a band. Okay. See, God, we're right. It's such a polished show. You can't, if you're trying not to like this show, it's going to get harder and harder because we're getting, we're getting tighter
and
tighter.
There's so many reasons to like it.
A name for a band. Okay. No, you're going to think I'm just making a mockery.
No,
you're going to think I'm making a mockery of your question, and I'm not.
Are you going to make a mockery?
Is Rubber Band been done?
Oh, that's kind of fun.
It's fun. No, I wouldn't do that. But
well, like the Beatles is a pun, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. You know, if it was me and my act, and I had to give them like Todd Glass and name the band, can I do it that way?
Sure, yeah, do it that way, and then what it would be if you were not, you weren't a comedian,
just,
you were playing
you
were a musician.
You go first.
Oh, I don't.
Or we can both think together.
We will both think together.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the next 5 minutes. Hold on,
yeah,
let me think.
True. Yeah.
Maybe
not.
What would I name a band?
What would I name a band?
Band.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Band.
Hey, just think. Don't
what are bands I know?
Don't overthink it. Just go. That's been done. Just think. Just think, Todd. Don't even try to.
Rolling Stones. Just
look, they're all going to come up with one before
they're all just like combination.
The three of you
words.
Are not
going to. You don't need to feel embarrassed.
They're going to come up with one in a second.
I'm sure.
Todd,
so
just say it.
You don't have to be locked into
it. You like Vermont? The band's called Vermont.
It's not like this hypothetical becomes your actual band name. You can just do whatever you want.
Vinny and the Dave Rath and Dave, and Dave was there.
Dave was there.
Everybody, and then Dave was there. We have the mumble Dave. Everybody was talking about it. Yeah, everybody was talking about the Dave, and then Dave came in.
Oh, do you hear Dave?
Yeah, did you hear Dave?
Hey, wait.
Oh my God.
It sounds like someone's at the door.
Oh my God, this is. I swear. Are you? Is it who I think it is?
I think so. I mean, he said he was coming, right?
I'm honestly freaking out. Is this not a bit? I don't. You remember the guys who tried to fool me last time and told me that there was somebody here? Is this a bit?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell. I'm not in the mood.
No, I know.
Is he really here?
Things have not been going your way the past couple days. I know you're in a bad mood. Are you going
to
check on it?
I'm nervous, but I have to admit I am. Shut the fuck up! Oh my God, I knew it was you, you motherfucker!
Oh, he's here?
Comes the scarf guy. Look at the size of his scarf. Here comes the scarf guy. Look at the size of his scarf. See the scarf guy waving at you. Wave at the scarf guy. See the scarf guy waving at you. Wave to that scarf guy.
thank you for stopping by.
Wow. Look at the size of his scarf.
That's Todd. How long have you known him?
It was so nice. So much fun to be silly. You can never be too silly. How many times did I tell you?
How long have you known Scarf Guy?
I met Scarf Guy.
Yeah.
At the Melrose Improv with Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, that was when all three of you were really into
coke. We were
coke.
In the comedy. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
If we weren't coked up, we weren't up. That would be my joke. Yeah. Listen, do you want to sing?
Yeah, sure.
I don't. I'm not in the mood. Let's get... Now, look, you nothing can go wrong if you acknowledge what's going on. I mean, the fact that Dave has come into the room, I'm going to be self-conscious now. I'm not just going to be the free, you know, I'm going to be thinking, yeah. You know, do the hits.
Yeah, yeah, all the good stuff.
Dave, we have a word on this show, truth. It means, you know what that means? That means if I say, you know, truth, Scarf Guy, we did it 10 minutes ago. But I go, we're doing it again. We're doing it again for Dave. It was too good for you. I go, oh, Scarf Guy's coming back. The listener knows we did it already 10 minutes ago. And then you called. And I go, we're doing Scarf Guy again.
And they sat through the whole thing. Because they there's something wrong with your listeners, Todd.
No, they liked it. The they listeners like it. Love it.
Yeah.
These listeners, what do? They sit around with their fingers up their ass. What if that's what I thought of the listeners?
Well, probably, statistically, probably a good amount of them. It's a good feeling.
I want to, three nice things, no joke, truth.
Mm.
It's a good thing to do. I can forget to do it. I can talk a good storm, a good, you know, talk it up, talk a good, be positive.
Yeah.
These are just simple little things that make it so easy to at least try to do it, right?
Yeah.
When I lived out here, I lived with a friend's family, and every night the parents would go, like, I was like 24 years old, and I lived with a friend's parents. The Helfridges, right. See, Dave knows everything.
You were saying three good things.
Oh, yeah. So when they would sit down, they would go, hey, name three things that happened good today. And sometimes, like, one of their kids would say... Well, one is if I didn't have to do this, which I thought was funny, is one that I have to do. But then I would always try to think, it could be anything. So here we go.
You're saying three good things that happened to you
three
today?
Three things could happen to you today.
Today?
Three good things that happened to you today.
Okay.
Or two. I'm sorry, two. two, and two. And then if you want, you have to yell real loud. It could be so simple. It could be like, oh, I got out of a parking ticket.
Mm.
It was nice. The cop was cool. Whatever. I don't want to be pro-cop. I don't want to be anti-cop either. I don't want to just get into that field. Because a lot of shit. So here you go. You want to go first?
Just two good things that happened today?
Yes. And I sort of took a fun thing and made it work. And now everyone's scared. Like, I got to think of them. I wanted it to be like yoga. Like, oh.
Sure, like a relaxing, like things that are okay.
Thank you too. Yeah. Or how about, go ahead.
I replaced my car battery. It was giving me troubles the past couple days, and now I don't have to worry about it.
That's exactly the type of thing I'm talking about.
That's nice. Wow.
This car battery, it's nice. Yeah. Do we have Mumble on there?
Yeah.
After everyone, we'll play a little Mumble. And you know what it'll be? It'll feel like a lot of warmth every time. So say your car battery again. And
then I got a new car battery.
Oh, that's nice. He got a new car battery.
Oh,
that's so nice. He got a car battery. So did you hear about that? He got a car battery. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Cam got a new car battery. Yeah.
Are you gonna one up me? Are you gonna one up me? Is that the point of this?
No. It
is. You have something good that happened today, Todd?
Oh, this is not. I got a new carburetor.
Wow.
No. Oh, so I got a new carburetor. No. This isn't a one up ups me thing. Okay, this is a you said you had a you got your car. What's another positive thing?
Another positive.
One nice thing.
Yeah. I picked my girlfriend up from the airport today, and that was nice to see her.
Right. It's a pleasant thing.
What? Sure. Yeah, flights are nice.
I get it.
A major airline.
Wow. Look at that. I guess it's nice. I have most a lot of people that take a bus. But no. Oh, my girlfriend jetting in from. Excuse me. Oh, I'm Cam. I only date the elite. No, Jesus. No. It's a. Oh, I was picking my girlfriend up at the airport. Well, fuck me. Excuse me. not me. Not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody.
Not everybody.
Look, I wanted to show up a little
bit. I'm flying out to coast. I mean, some of us take the bus. Should we spit on ourselves?
Yeah.
No, we'll spit on our... No, everyone, you're thinking what I'm thinking. That's right. I agree with you, sir. I mean, do you hear this fucker? I spit on myself. Am I disgusting? I can't fly? I'm sorry. I don't make the money to buy a fancy flight. You know how I got here from Cleveland?
Wow.
When I was 20, I walked.
You know how I'm making money?
Finally, someone said it.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to give you high praise for doing that bit. You can stop a bit and doing it right.
Yeah.
I know what that's going to sound like at home. Everybody was talking about that. You take that mumble. I call that mumble. Helper. Helper. Mm. When mumble I'm on the road, we got a drummer who's not mumbling his own. We bring it in.
What?
Oh, look at this guy right up front.
Right,
that's
here.
A cute couple right
there.
Look at them, everybody.
Look at them. They're cute.
Did you notice my band sounds like a lot more people than it is?
Yeah.
You see,
but there's only two people on stage.
But look at this. There sounds like a whole group.
Three or
and this
four
whole crowd can't fucking believe it. Yeah. Why does it sound like his band is so large?
They're such a huge band.
All right, listen.
That band is huge.
You know, you know the Trail Offs. See, Dave, you're fucking, you know, in that band bit, you figure out that you know when to come in after everybody else. You get one in, and if you're funny, it's always going to get a laugh. At worst, and it's fun to watch somebody because you know that it's purposeful. You fucker, don't try to get in the way of my show. Dave, you know, I'm going to say this now because I'm going to feel better, but one time I'm going to have you on the podcast. I don't know if I've, like, all, if, I don't know, we've talked about it, but it never happens. We should just make it happen, right? I think, don't say what I, he just held up a sign that said, call my manager. That's rude.
Oh, there's more words on the back?
Oh, there's more words on the back. What are they?
it looks like a lewd picture of him. But then there's a different
naked
phone number covering his butt cheeks, but they're written on his butt cheeks, so it's not censoring anything.
Yeah, I mean, the butt cheeks look nice, though.
Honestly, I'm surprised. Like, it's a very, like, it's a flattering photo. I think he must have taken more than one.
Well, that, you know, let me see the photo.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, I'm going to see if it's him. That's him, but he likes that photo. That's a good photo. He looks good in that photo.
Gonna,
no wonder he's flashing
it at you.
You're
going to print it out on a big poster. Of course you're going to use a good photo.
I know, but that's been airbrushed. I listen, let's do a song for me.
Yeah.
Because, Dave, I don't know, you heard us. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, you look good. You're good energy. I just say that because, you know, I'm afraid one day.
Todd, you said that out loud.
Oh, did I?
That was
oh,
supposed
shit
to be in your head,
oh,
that
my
part.
God. Todd, yeah, everything you say to yourself, I think they can hear you.
Yeah.
Did they hear that? Do you guys hear this?
Yeah, Todd.
Oh,
you're
shit, they hear
right
it.
Yeah, you're speaking.
Fuck, these fucking idiots. Oh, shit, they're going to hear that.
Todd,
oh, fuck.
Do you know how to think?
Oh, God.
Keep your mouth closed and
I
just say it in your head.
I said,
say it in your head. Try just try saying one
word.
Excuse
me. Would
you
go up to someone that had a disease and tell them it's the aggressive dick?
Do you have a disease?
I do.
Oh.
I had my appendix taken out, or whatever that's called.
Your appendix?
Out of your will. Your
my. So I have this running bit that I wouldn't have to be able to sing that good to get a job in Vegas. Oh, we did it tonight. You were at the show. Never know how much I love you. So for me, it's never ending trying to put these little things together with thunder. And then I just thought of a new idea last week. We bring in Peggy Lee herself, but not right away. And I think I could sell this. Now, remember, you guys even here, Dave, you're going to be looking at us. Yeah, I see what they're doing. But not the audience. I tell the audiences on the road, and you know what I'm going to say. Act when you're watching us. Not like, no, that's not our audience. We don't need 300 people paying attention. Act like, I see you texting. You got to act like everybody in the crowd, and it looks, they want to get, they're coked up and they want to get fucked.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into that mindset. So I think I say it, and most people go, oh, I heard with the words that came out of Todd's mouth. But when you're watching us, you have to act like you're coked up and you want to get fucked.
We'll fill in the audience of,
and then,
in the room of coked up people wanting to get fucked.
We can please them. That doesn't mean they're bad people. They're still dressed. They could be dressed nice. They're coked up. It's whatever year when they, you know, people.
They're doing well for themselves.
They're doing well.
Either
it's not
they
an
can
insult
afford coke, or they're hanging out with people who can.
Right.
So either way.
And it's what year is this? It's probably, it could be now.
It's
coked up.
It's 2023. It's next year.
How about we make it
It's the future.
1968.
All right, 1968.
Are people on coke then?
80s. Yeah, 80s more.
It's the 80s. 80s, everyone's
89, it's on the way out. 89,
fine.
These are the people doing time.
Down Caroline.
Oh, he's rapping.
She sees it up. We're going on the road, baby! All right, listen, shh, calm down. My neighbor's got a motorcycle. So hold on, what are we doing? Okay, so.
You want to do fever is what you wanted to do.
We started to do something else. Okay, so here we go. I'm taking this seriously. And I got a saxophone play, and we're going to lean into you, Fred. Man, you just, it's dark. Put some reverb in my voice, because I would always have a lot of reverb. And I'd have you. I'd have you on backups. Wow. Crowds there. Remember, they're all cooked up. All little tables everywhere. Tables everywhere. Everyone's cooked up and trying to get fucked. Maybe 10 people are listening, and they don't hear us. They're old. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I love you. And you got the feeling, huh? You give me fever. Hey! You give me fever. Oh, God, it's so good, baby. He's playing the sax all night. He's gonna play the sax. He's gonna play the sax.
Oh,
let him hear Alex Young on the sax. See, then I show off Alex Young. Alex Young on sax, everybody.
That saxophone player is so
hot.
Good.
He
I'm
did it.
Coked up and trying to get fucked. I hope he'll fuck me.
He did it.
Wow.
I love this guy. I was
He's
here last
me
week.
He's giving me the eyes.
I was trying to get fucked up. I was fucked up. I was on coke trying
was
to get
easy?
Fucked. He's easy on your eyes when you're coked up.
Oh,
this guy's great. This guy's great. You know, we let this saxophone guy do a 5-minute solo last night. What? And he took a break from singing. Because
wow.
That's my tricks.
Yeah.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I cry. When you're on your own, you're on your own.
You put your arms around me. I get a fever.
Peggy Lee, everybody. The great Peggy Lee.
When you kiss me, a fever. When you hold me tight,
you give me fever.
Fever.
You give me fever.
In the morning.
Peggy Lee, everybody. That way he can get a round of applause for Peggy Lee. Peggy Lee.
Up in sunshine.
Peggy Lee, everybody. Let her sing.
I light up when you call my name. You know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight.
You give me fever.
Fever.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be playing here all night long. Peggy Lee, everybody.
Woo!
How about that way the casino boss always gives people.
That is something you
Dave just acted like he was snorting a line of coke off the little table. He acted it out. That's exactly what I want. Wow, it could be that here. Fever when you, and then he goes in. How's he going for the big close? You know, he's like, fever when you hold me tight. We'll be here Monday through Friday. He stretches this out.
He said, you're baby, you're my
Peggy Lee, everybody. Peggy Lee. Peggy Lee, everybody. Peggy Lee. Fever when you hold me tight, you give me fever. Sing it, Peggy.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
No, I just have to pee. No, I stopped doing coke. Don't be mad. I'm not gonna go in there and do coke, honey.
Romeo and you sound just like your mind.
When you're gonna Pocahontas
had a very mild effect. You give me fever. A great big boom right at the end.
That's how
Thank
we
you. That's we went out big on that bit. Listen, shh. Bring it down. I'm tired of joking.
Yeah, let's be real.
Let's be real. We're not afraid. Guess what we're doing right now? We're doing the after show.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of the first show. Right there.
Mm.
I have to remember to split it. But that was it. People heard that gang, gong.
That's the end. Now,
that was
now
the end
we're
of that
part
show.
Part two.
And then, exactly. And we're going to reference that I got to take a picture of this.
The sequel's always better than the first one.
Okay, what people are hearing right now, because there is no edit in the show, they're hearing we just finished part one of the show. We're finishing it right now. And, it ended at the bong, Aristotle. It ended at the bong, so that's why I'm taking a picture of it. It ended at the bong. So Aristotle, that's where the show ended. So a little bit before here. You can leave all this in. I don't care. What is going on? Ooh. Okay. I know what to do. So now we just come in.
And you have a celebrity guest for this half, don't you? your evil twin decided to come in, right?
Who is it?
Rod Grass?
Is he coming in later?
Yeah, Rod Grass said he was going to stop by. And
are you serious?
Wreck havoc, yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen him in 25 years.
Yeah, you guys got in a big fight,
right? We did. He'll tell you about it.
All right.
I don't know.
Do you want to say your side of the story first? Or you want to wait till you're both here?
I want to let him have his side.
That's very big of you. That's
how lazy I am. I want to let him talk first. Only in this bit would that happen, because normally I would want to go first, because
I don't want to think of anxious
to talk. But now I'm like, I want to get ideas. I want to get ideas. So anyway, so we're going to do, what are we doing?
You have a celebrity guest coming in later.
Oh, we do. Okay.
You have some sounds you wanted the show.
Okay. So how do we start this part of the show is what I'm saying. Scarf Guy was here. Do we play this? Yeah, we are. Well,
Aristotle, start now.
Aristotle,
start. Cut everything until right now.
You know what? Leave all this in the first part. I'm serious.
Cut out him saying leave this part in, but leave everything else in.
Truth, I want to leave this in. It's an easier edit. That's so what? We went to close.
What are you going to do? Listen to the guy paying you or the other guy on the mic?
Cam,
Aristotle,
do you want to be the last thing people hear before? And this is the end of part one.
No.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I love.
Dad, watch! What?